Welcome to the first episode of the Kick-Ass Canadians podcast. I'm speaking today with one of the inaugural Kick-Ass Canadians, Glenroy Gilbert. He's an Olympic gold medalist for the 4x100 meter relay in 1996 in Atlanta. He's also been to the Olympics 5 times as a contender and twice as an Athletics Canada coach, and he's about to go a third time in London this summer. So first of all, congratulations, Glenroy, on an incredible career. And maybe you can talk to us a bit about what does it take to get to the Olympics?
Well, I mean, I guess it takes what most people believe it does. I mean, certainly there's a degree of talent, but surely hard work, determination, and drive and focus. I mean, a lot of it is it's focus that's not simply on a year, but 4 years, 8 years, and in some cases 12 years for athletes to get a berth to the Olympic Games. So it really is a dogged determination that has to show in an athlete.
What are some of the most important lessons you learned as an Olympian that you share today with your athletes as they're getting ready to go to the Olympics?
Well, I mean, a lot of my athletes, a lot of it is what I look, of course, again, it comes down to the physical, right? It's how talented they are from a physical standpoint. Also mentally, how they deal with stress. How do they compete? How do they line up? How are they able to perform under pressure? And I mean, because there is no bigger pressure cooker for athletes than the Olympic Games. So really what I look at is their ability and how they've dealt with that. Not just this year, but throughout their careers, throughout their early years in competition. And if you see an athlete that is able to step up and deliver close to what they've shown you in practice or throughout the week, throughout the months of training, then you know that they're going to be capable of handling what's thrown at them in the major competition.
Can you tell me about some of the athletes that you're hoping to send to London this summer?
I work with the men's 4x100 meter relay team. So we're hoping to have 6 men on that team. It's hard to tell you right now simply because we haven't had our trials yet who will be on the team. But from Ottawa we have there's Richard Adubabi, Shigan McKinday, Gavin Smelly, who train right out of the Ottawa Center. My hope is that we have all of them on the team, but that may not be the case, but certainly that's what we're trying to do.
And how do you expect Canada to perform at the Olympics in track and field and overall?
Well, we're certainly going to try to win medals because that's really what our programs are about. It's about delivering high performance. High performance, as Athletics Canada defines it, is top 8 finish. At the Worlds or the Olympic Games. So our goal as part of that is to try to, number one, get our men's 4x100 meter relay team into the Olympic final for 4x1, and then once we're there, a top 6 finish, which is really saying that we're shooting for a top 3 in the 4x1. Now those are very, very bold goals, but certainly it's something that we have to look towards. We can't just be satisfied with just making the final anymore because we've done it before. So it's now time to get our best performance in the final phase of preparation, which would be the Olympic Games. And right now, you know what, we have some young guys that are coming into form at the right time, and you know it's really going to boil down to their ability to weather the stress of rounds and how they compete against the best athletes in the world.
Now, have most of the athletes you're hoping to send been to the Olympics before?
There are a few of them that have been, but there are a lot of newcomers. Now they've been to the World Championships or let's say a Commonwealth Games, but you know it's not the same thing. And despite what others may think, the World Championships and the Olympics are completely different competitions. There's a lot more head spinning at an Olympic Games than there is at a World Championship. So Again, we do have some people that have been there before, so that's what that we're going to certainly rely on, a mixture of experience and some of the young talent coming up.
And what is it that makes the game so different? Just the hype? Just that the world is more aware of it?
Well, that's for sure. Media plays a big part in it. You've got all the sports there. All the sports are represented there. All the athletes from around the world. You've got professional athletes that are allowed to compete in certain events. But the stage and the number of countries represented, I think in Beijing was 217, and I think they're looking for more this year in London. It's just the arena is massive. The allure is huge. There's a lot of commotion, a lot of energy, and it's easy as a person coming for the first time to get lost in the shuffle, because really it doesn't wait for anyone. You either know how to get it done under those type of pressure or situations, or you get lost, and maybe it's 4 years later for you. So.
Yeah. What do you think it would take for Canada to collect more medals internationally? Is there anything that you think Athletics Canada or the media or the country could do differently to support the athletes and the coaches more? Or,
well, I'll tell you, I think that in terms of support is there, and it's steadily has been getting better. So you know, coaches are getting are being paid. They've got the best you know, technology to develop the athletes now. I think what we, especially in the sport of athletics, the struggle is that a lot of athletes are not, you know, we've taken you know, gym out of PE out of high school. We're not getting a lot of athletes in the sport of track and field like we used to. Places, more opportunities for the athletes, training camps, medical support. It goes on and on, living expenses and things like that. But we're certainly on the right track.
Well, what are you looking forward to the most at the coming Olympics?
You know what? like you said on the onset, this will be my eighth Olympic Games. I mean, what I look for is positive performance. I want to see athletes experience their Olympic dreams and hopes, and just watch their faces as they walk. And into the opening ceremonies, as they walk through the Olympic Village, and they realize that here, you know, it's really the culmination of a dream that they've set for themselves. But also being able to get out there and perform and get the very best out of themselves. Now, winning a medal is obviously the focus or the number one priority. But you know what? Part of it too is really enjoying the experience. And I think if you start by thinking about enjoying the experience, and the medals and the performances will come in the long run.
Yeah, that applies to you a lot in life.
Yes, it does.
Well, thank you very much, Glenroy, and thank you for listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you. You're very welcome.